Chapter 22. Before any of the ladies could get out of the station wagon, Myra had pulled a gun from her expensive coach purse and aimed it directly at Lexi.
"I saw all of you looking in our windows. I know what you're up to, you know."
Her hand shook slightly as she spoke, the glint in her eyes wild.
"I should have expected as much from a bunch of nosy old ladies, always meddling in everyone else's business. You might call yourselves the Ladies' Detective Club, but all of you ought to have kept your big noses out of our business."
She kept the weapon trained on the center of Lexi's chest while giving a quick look back at Nan's.
"You might be clever, but those wits won't help you now. That's what you get for snooping in my windows."
"We were not snooping," Nan said. "We were just bird-watching."
"Did you say bird-watching?"
Myra scrunched up her face as if she hadn't heard correctly. Nan nodded.
"The only birds around those shrubs are sparrows. You were looking through our windows, weren't you? Trying to catch my husband doing something wrong."
"Why ever would we do that?" Nance asked.
Myra waved the gun at them. "You're all liars, and not to be trusted. I've got my eyes on you, so keep your hands out of your purses. There's no telling what you people keep in those. No funny business. I want to see you all facing forward and looking me in the eye."
Lexi did her best to remain calm, as Jack had always taught her. His voice rang through her head now.
"Stay calm, stay focused. Remember details to tell the police later."
The irony of the situation wasn't lost on her either. Lesson learned. Be careful what you search for, or you just might find it. Just look what happened to her when she went looking for answers regarding what Jack was hiding. A blonde, to be precise. Now, with a gun pointed at her heart, ready to fire any minute, she'd never get the chance to ask him point blank for the truth. Lexi took a deep breath and closed her eyes, a faint clicking noise like the tapping of keys echoing in her head. She squinted one eye open to see Ida, head up, eyes forward on Myra, a suspiciously innocent look plastered on her face. From where Myra sat, facing them, right in front of Ida, she wasn't privy to what Lexi could see from her angle in the passenger seat. Ida's hands were hidden behind her gigantic purse, her fingers furiously typing in a text on Nan's phone. She glanced at Myra, who didn't appear the least bit suspicious. Her hearing problems prevented her from hearing the faint clicking sound. Lexi's hope sprouted wings. Perhaps help would reach them in time after all.
Myra snorted. "You all think you're so smart, don't you? Think you're such great sleuths. But look how easily I got you into my car. There wasn't even a struggle. You all just jumped right in. And if kidnapping you was such a piece of cake, shooting you will be like shooting fish in a barrel."
She waved the barrel of the gun closer to Lexi's face.
"Out of the car, now, and don't even think about trying anything. That goes for any of you. I've been known to have a twitchy trigger finger, and I'm not afraid to fire."
They all got out of the vehicle, and Myra herded them into a small group on the passenger side of the station wagon.
"Great. Now, start walking toward that cliff."
"But that leads down to the river," Ruth said. "I can't swim."
"Swimming is the least of your worries now."
Myra smiled, cold and sinister.
"Don't worry. You'll be dead long before you hit the water. Today, there's going to be a tragic accident within the local geriatric community."
Slowly, the ladies backed away toward the cliff edge, as Myra commanded. Lexi walked beside Nan's, glancing over to see her grandmother smiling serenely as if they were going for a walk in the park and not to their certain deaths. Either Nan's had lost her marbles, or her complete lack of fear meant she had a plan to get them all out of this mess. Lexi prayed it was the latter of the two.
So, Nan said as they walked, you were in on the murder all along then?
In on it? Myra scowled. I was it. This whole scheme is all mine. Joe has no idea. He's so clueless. All he cares about is making his stupid jewelry these days. Besides, he's too stupid and nice to come up with all this. He'd never be able to pull it off. I'm the mastermind.
He had no idea? Helen asked.
None.
Myra had killed a man behind her husband's back.
That kind of put Jack's secret meeting with the blonde in perspective, at least for now.
Indignation rising, Lexi joined in the questioning, hoping to buy them more time. After all, she might not get another chance, given how close they were to the cliff edge now.
How did you know about the coins in Ruth's car?
Myra scoffed.
That part was easy, since I do all the bookkeeping for Joe's little hobby. He's awful with math or computers. About the only thing he does know how to do on the internet is chat in his dumb coin forum. One day, he forgot to shut his screen down, and that's when I saw the post about that $4 million coin. Said it was linked to an infamous heist by Nuncio Bartoli.
Ruth gasped and stumbled over a tree root, her foot slipping perilously close to the edge of the ravine. Lexi caught her arm and pulled her closer out of harm's way.
Don't act so shocked, Myra said, smirking. It's not like everyone didn't know you and that gangster were shacking up together. Didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out he might have stashed those coins in that car he gave you. Stop acting like you're an innocent in all this. No way could you have lived with a man like Nunzio and not known what he was up to.
Myra waved the gun at them, urging them nearer to what looked to Lexi to be at least a 50-foot drop down to the rocky banks of the creek below. Recent rains had swollen the waters into a rushing, treacherous torrent.
What about Sherman Wilson? Lexi asked, linking arms with Nan's, needing her strength now more than ever.
They had to find a way out of this. She had to see her Jack one more time to find out the truth, to tell him she forgave him for whatever he'd been thinking, to tell him how much she loved him, loved their life together, how she'd never let him go without a fight.
Was killing him just a coincidence, or were you two in on this together?
I don't work with a partner, not where money's concerned. Joe's enough of a liability,
Myra said. The cold, callous way she discussed her husband, as if he were nothing more than a piece of furniture, made Lexi treasure the special bond she and Jack shared all the more. No way would she let some blonde bimbo waltz in and steal that away from her. The minute she got out of this, if she got out of this, she'd tell Jack how much she cared, how much she appreciated him.
Finding Sherman Wilson in the storage bay that night was just a coincidence. Unfortunately for him, we just happened to choose the same night to make our move to get that coin.
She shook her head, chuckling.
Imagine my surprise when I walked into that garage and found a guy already there, pawing through the car's engine. Good thing I'd brought Joe's titanium drill to drill out the lock on the store unit and the car, since I didn't have my gun on me. Live and learn.
Ida rolled her eyes, her voice drenched in sarcasm.
How inconvenient of him.
That's exactly what I thought, too. The nerve of some people.
Myra grinned.
Turns out that drill came in handy for more than just drilling out the locks that night. Of course, my first clue I wasn't alone at that storage bay should have been the missing padlock on the overhead door outside. Then again, I figured Ruth here had just had a senior moment and forgot to secure the place the last time she was there.
Ruth gave an indignant sniff.
I have never in my life been so insulted.
I find that hard to believe.
Myra shook her head.
Anyway, yep,
That drill made a nice murder weapon, if a bit too bloody for my tastes. Ruined a perfectly nice pair of Joe's white cotton archival gloves, too. Those aren't cheap, you know. He says they're necessary to keep him from getting oil from his skin on those stupid worthless coins of his. But I think some cheap old latex ones would work just fine, too. Those would be a lot better if things get bloody. The cotton gloves just soaked it all in. I had a hard time getting those stains out. Well, it seems to me you went through an awful lot of trouble and still came up empty-handed, Nan said. You never did find the coin you wanted, did you?
Myra advanced, and the ladies all took another step back, gravel slipping from beneath their heels to tumble down the ravine.
I'd have had more time to search if I wouldn't have had to get out of there so fast that night. Sherman Wilson should have just died quietly like a good victim. But no, he made a huge racket before he kicked off, so I had to hightail it out of there pretty quickly to avoid being caught.
And Joe has no idea you did any of this? Helen asked.
None. Myra smiled, as cold as ice. Like I said, he's not the sharpest tack in the wall.
Lexi's heart pounded so loudly in her ears now it nearly drowned out everything else. If Nans did have a plan to get them out of this dire situation, now would be the perfect time. Lexi peered over the cliff to see the white water swirling angrily against the jagged rocks sticking up from the river below. Yep, any time now would be marvelous.
And it's not like Joe pays much attention to me these days, anyway. Being married a while will do that to a couple. He's so unaware of me, he doesn't even know I've swapped out some of the most valuable coins his clients bring in for worthless ones. Honestly, I'm doing him a favor. The value vanishes once he cuts into them, anyway.
Well, that explains the argument we saw on the sidewalk the other day, then. Ida said, crossing her arms. Joe seemed genuinely confused when that man accused him of switching the coins in his jewelry. Now we know why.
Hey, we had his massive medical bills to pay, Myra said. Plus, a girl needs to do something to maintain her appearance. Social Security only goes so far.
She raised the gun to aim at Lexi again.
Speaking of which, I searched that piece of crap VW of yours the other day while it was sitting over at the body shop and didn't find that rare coin, which means you ladies must still have it stashed somewhere.
She turned the gun from Lexi to Ruth.
I'll need you to tell me where you've put it before you take your tumble over the cliff.
I, Ruth stuttered, clutching onto Helen for dear life. I've never seen that coin, I swear. Nance nudged Lexi slightly and gave her a wink, her gaze calm and confident as she turned to Myra and pulled a coin out of the pocket of her skirt. Perhaps this is what you're looking for?
Myra's eyes grew as large as saucers. Is that?
Why, yes, Nance said, flicking the coin over Myra's head and into the woods behind her with a flourish of her wrist. It is. Myra gasped, her attention wavering from the ladies to the woods. Nan seized her opportunity. Before Lexi could react, her grandmother had rushed forward, smacking Myra upside the head with her huge beige patent leather handbag. Ida and Helen joined in as well, and soon Ruth too. With all those massive handbags striking her upside the head, the ladies quickly had Myra down on the ground. The gun tumbled from her hand as she used her arms to protect her head. Sirens wailed, and Lexi picked up the gun, aiming it at Myra this time, adrenaline fizzing through her veins. They'd done it. They'd solved the case. They'd caught the killer. Several squad cars and a black sedan pulled into the field beside the station wagon, and Jack rushed over to pull Lexi into his arms.
Are you all right? You could have gotten yourself killed, honey.
Oh, Jack, she sobbed into his neck. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I don't care about your secrets or your blonde or anything else except the fact that I love you. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life showing you just how much.
He cupped her cheeks and kissed her tenderly, then rested his forehead against hers.
I think you're in shock, honey. You're not making any sense.
Lexi sniffled and pulled back slightly.
How did you find us?
Ida's text helped,
Jack said, stepping aside as two police officers took custody of a dazed Myra.
Then we pinpointed your location using the GPS on Nan's cell phone.
Jack pulled Lexi close again, kissing the top of her head.
Don't you know I'd search the ends of the earth to make sure you were safe, honey? I love you.
For the first time since this whole crazy week started, Lexi felt settled and secure.
I love you too. So, so much.
Nance walked over, interrupting their moment.
Well, I'm glad to know you listen to us sometimes.
She fished her phone out of her enormous handbag and handed it to Jack.
Lucky thing, too. After Ida passed this back to me, I left the voice recorder on. Got a full confession from Myra. All you have to do is press play.